Hello, this is Michelle Lind. Welcome to the AAR Legal Affairs podcast on new laws affecting the real estate industry. This podcast will last approximately 10 minutes. During the 2008 legislative session, the legislature passed numerous laws relating to the real estate industry. The regular effective date for these new laws was September 25, 2008, unless the law provided otherwise, contained an emergency clause, or includes an appropriation, fee increase, tax change, or emergency clause. The following is a summary of some of these laws. Senate Bill 1491 has to do with the affidavit of disclosure and subdivisions. This legislation amends the real estate statutes regarding violations of the subdivision laws. For example, the law requires that the Department of Real Estate record a public notice if the department determines a violation of the subdivision laws has occurred. Additionally, when the department issues a cease and desist order or obtains a court order enjoining further sales of subdivided land, the action must be recorded and the department must provide notice to all affected parties. As a result, the affidavit of disclosure statute was amended to add number 19, which states use of the property is or is not limited in any way relating to an encumbrance of title due to a lis pendens, a court order, or a state real estate department order of pending legal action. If use of the property is limited due to an encumbrance of title, the seller or property owner shall disclose the limitations to the buyer. The revised affidavit of disclosure is available on AAR Online. House Bill 2842 has to do with transfers of drop houses. A drop house is defined as real property that is used to facilitate smuggling pursuant to ARS 13-2319. A person or company that owns, sells, leases, or brokers a transaction involving property or real property that the person or company knows will be used as a drop house is guilty of a Class 4 felony. It is a defense to prosecution pursuant to this law if both of the following apply. First, the person or company acquires actual knowledge that the property is being used as a drop house after the person acquires ownership of, sales, leases, or brokers a transaction involving the property, and the person reports this information to a law enforcement agency. House Bill 2745. This is the employer sanctions law. This 18-page legislation amends and clarifies various provisions of the Legal Arizona Workers Act. The act requires employers, which is very broadly defined, to e-verify employees to determine their immigration status. There were differing opinions regarding whether the act applied to the broker-salesperson relationship. However, this legislation further defines the term independent contractor and also clarifies that an independent contractor status applies to an individual who performs services and is not an employee pursuant to Section 3508 of the Internal Revenue Code. This portion of the Internal Revenue Code establishes a statutory classification for qualified real estate salespersons as independent contractors or statutory non-employees for federal income and employment tax purposes. Therefore, House Bill 2745 clarifies that a statutory non-employee, such as a salesperson who works for a broker, is not an employee under the Arizona Legal Workers Act. House Bill 2270. This legislation addresses the disclosure of water supply information to buyers and will be effective January 1, 2009. The new law requires the Department of Real Estate to post information on its website advising prospective home buyers to investigate water availability before purchasing a property and to post a current map of all areas in the state outside AMAs. Additionally, all municipal or private water companies outside of an AMA must provide a written statement describing the water supply status of the property within its services area to anyone who requests it. House Bill 1232. This legislation deals with the business brokerage designation through the Department of Real Estate and licensee's address, phone, and email information. As a result of this statute, the business broker designation is no longer recognized. Current holders of the business brokerage designation will not lose their designation, but it will not be available upon license renewal. Additionally, the residential address and telephone number of real estate licensees are not available to the public unless the commissioner determines that disclosure serves the interest of justice and is in the public interest. A licensee's email address will not be released or made available for inspection except to a court or a governmental agency for a legitimate governmental purpose. Senate Bill 1028. This is the loan originator licensing legislation. This legislation establishes a loan originator licensing program within the Arizona Department of Financial Institutions and requires that as of January 1st, 2010, all loan originators be licensed unless they are specifically exempted. Applicants for a loan originator license must pay a license fee, complete a course of study, and pass an exam. Senate Bill 1387 has to do with the public report disclosure of military electronics ranges. The list of disclosures required in the Department of Real Estate public report is expanded by this legislation to include whether the land is within a military electronics range of a military base, which is defined in the statute. Maps delineating the area of military electronics ranges must be posted on the Department of Real Estate website. House Bill 2440 has to do with homeowners associations and political petitions. An HOA cannot prohibit, but may reasonably regulate, the circulation of political petitions on property dedicated to the public within the association. However, a gated community that restricts vehicular or pedestrian access is not required to comply with this piece of legislation. House Bill 2726 affects the condominium statutes. Effective January 1st, 2009, statutes pertaining to a condominium associations apply to all condominiums without regard to the date the condominium was created. Previously, the statute applied differently to condominium associations formed prior to January 1, 1986. Again, this legislation will require all condominiums to comply with the condominium statutes as of January 1, 2009. Finally, the legislature enacted a new section of law which requires licensing agencies, including the Department of Real Estate, to obtain proof of the license applicant's legal presence in the United States prior to issuing a license. This law also applies to license renewals. Therefore, effective October 1st, 2008, the Department of Real Estate is permitted to renew a licensee's license only if it receives proof of a licensee's legal presence in the United States. Therefore, to satisfy this requirement, make sure and send an email to the Department of Real Estate with the required information. For more information on these laws and requirements, please don't hesitate to visit the association's website at aaronline.com. Thank you for listening.